With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Federal Reserve left its key short-term interest rate unchanged today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy is doing well, but the Fed's posture is cautious in reference to its key benchmarks.
Our two mandate variables, right, are inflation and maximum employment, stable prices and maximum employment, not so much growth. So the labor market looks solid. Inflation is above target, and even if you look through the tariff effects, we think it's still a bit above target, and that's why our stance is where it is.
That's not likely to please President Trump, who says the Federal Reserve needs to cut interest rates.
We have a lot of money coming in, and we have no inflation, and we're very strong, and we should be lowering
The Trump administration is freezing another prominent university's federal funding.
This time it's Duke University. A person familiar with the matter says that the administration is freezing $108 million in research funding while accusing Duke of racial discrimination in the form of affirmative action. Earlier this week, the Education and Health and Human Services departments sent Duke a joint letter alleging vile racism in its hiring and admissions. That follows other probes of schools, including Harvard and Columbia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she will not run for California governor next year, leaving open the possibility that she could mount a third run for the White House in 2028. The Democrats' decision announced Wednesday extends a guessing game about her political future that started after she lost last year's presidential election to Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we've been highlighting the first-class biblical stage musicals produced in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri by Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie Miller, whose grandfather founded Sight and Sound, tells Tom Tratup of SRN News, Jesus Christ is at the center of everything her company does.
Our mission statement is to tell his story through who we are and what we do. And so when we're hiring and inviting, you know, new people to join our team, we care a lot about excellence here. We want everyone to come and do a really great job. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we are all reflections of Christ in every moment and action that we do throughout the day.
Sight and Sound Theater's production of David is currently on stage in Branson, Missouri, and in Pennsylvania, they're mounting the 30th anniversary season of Noah. More at sight-sound.com. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped as doubts rose about whether the Federal Reserve will deliver economy-juicing cuts to the interest rates by September. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Stocks felt pressure from rising Treasury yields after the Fed voted to hold its main interest rate steady. The move may upset President Trump, who has been lobbying for lower interest rates, but it was widely expected. What may have surprised investors was Fed Chair Jerome Powell's pushing back on expectations for a September cut. The Dow was down 171 points to close at 44,461. The NASDAQ gained 31 to 21,129. The S&P 500 dropped 8 to 6,362. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.